Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Christopher Garitano is continuing for the last four segments of the show, exploring the background in the making of his film, The Montauk Chronicles. Now, if I'm looking over your history of filmmaking, you went to the School of Visual Arts in New York City, so you could have become any kind of filmmaker.
Sure. And, well, a filmmaker changes from project to project. That happened to be the project I made after my first film that was out there and, you know, published by Image Entertainment. It was called Horror Business. My first topic was to cover four independent horror movie makers that were out there struggling to try and get a project made. It was interesting to me at the time. It was also pretty much about myself. So I interviewed and followed a few men, and that movie got out into the world. And then my next topic, I had interest in making something in regard to a paranormal mystery or conspiracy, and that one fell in my lap, and I continued with it. You know, that, so it's really a movie maker makes pictures on whatever topic they're interested at the time. I don't believe you should ever really repeat yourself.
Now let's go back to your earlier life here. Is there any reason that you were drawn to the paranormal? Were you reading about this as a child? Did you have experiences?
Yeah, well, I have a voracious appetite for the paranormal as a kid, and I still do. And you know, a lot of my pictures that are on deck, on waiting to be made, are of the same subject matter because I'm interested. You know, I'm interested in possibly doing a picture on the Skinwalker Ranch, maybe one that would approach it in a way that nobody has. You know, yeah, I had a voracious appetite. I actually had my own experiences as a child, and this, I think, continued and fortified my interest in the paranormal, and I believe a lot of the so-called paranormal is fact. And I have my own personal beliefs. But at the same time, when you're making a documentary, unless it's particularly on the subject of my own personal beliefs, I think it's smart not to shove all of those personal beliefs into the picture. And I didn't do that with Montauk Chronicles, or at least tried not to.
Okay, you mentioned personal experiences when you were young, which a lot of people have, and that's what draws them into these crazy subjects. Can you tell us some of the more notable experiences? How young were you when they started happening?
Well, I was a very young kid. I think I had I still do have a very wild imagination as a child. And I recall running around the neighborhood telling everyone that I saw a spaceship land in the backyard. And this is like an infamous story that I'm always haunted by. And relatives and neighbors tell me that you told me of this space woman that came out of a ship. And so I would tell that I tell everybody that I saw things like that. But later on, I had a really profound experience.
Did you make up these earlier stories or what?
I can't tell you. I was too young. But the later one, I did not, the one I'm about to tell you. I was about 12 years old, and it was late one night, and I was awakened by the sound of a voice. So it was, and again, this only happened twice in my entire life, two separate times, of course, not under the influence of any drugs, and if I was crazy, it would have happened a lot more. So this happened. It was very audible, very loud, and I was awakened by this thing, and it was almost like an incoherent series of gibberish articulated by a female voice late in the middle of the night. I'm not saying exactly what it was. It sustained for hours, and the first time I was so disturbed that eventually I got up and tried to locate the source. Couldn't find it. Everybody in the home was asleep. And I walked downstairs, and I walked around, and I considered everything. Even as a young kid, I was trying to logically explain, what am I hearing right now? And so I just stayed awake, frightened, and listened to this thing. And then one more time it happened, I believe, one or two days later, once again. And again, I tried to listen and tried to really make out what was being said, and it didn't seem to be coming from any particular language, you know, foreign to me at the time. It was gibberish, and it was definitely being articulated by a female voice. So the voice was loud It was very clear, and I was very awake. I heard this two nights, consecutive nights. And the second night, the last night that I heard this very clear and loud female whispering, I wished it away. I just hoped to have not hear it anymore because it was frightening me. You know, I was also a kid who was immersed in a lot of, fantasy, horror, subject matter, books, movies, and to now be confronted by something that was very real frightened the hell out of me. So I had never heard it again, but from that day on, and I literally feel, you know, my hair, my arm standing up right now because it was so profound and so real, and I'll never forget it, that I think my mind has been open as an adult to all possibilities because I cannot explain where this sound was coming from. And I've had a lot of theories as to what it could have been, but, you know, it's just completely indefinable. I cannot tell you what it was.
Any other experiences you'd like to mention?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was very close with my grandmother, and after she passed away, I was thinking of her, and again, audibly, I heard her voice for a moment. And, you know, this could be a release of chemicals in the body, could be something that you want to happen. But it was very different than the voice I heard when I was 12 because it wasn't a relative. It was out of the blue. It was unexpected. I wasn't hoping for something like that. It just occurred to me out of the blue and actually woke me up. So I've had similar things to what I just told you regarding my grandmother here and there, but, you know, it's just not on a daily basis, and there are years between the experiences. You know, my home growing up as a kid, you know, the foundation was over 100 years old, so there may have been energies there. I don't know, depending on what you believe in. But it's these experiences that have allowed me to have an open mind to the subject matter that I'm covering now in my movies.
Certainly led you in that direction. Let's return to Montauk Point. Okay. Now, in situations where we're exploring something that happened years ago, use the memories of people who were allegedly involved. What about the residents of, and we mentioned this briefly before, but maybe get into more detail, the residents of Montauk. Now, when it comes to, like, Roswell, New Mexico, small town, people talk. And a lot of people had memories as they were approached by investigators later. Now, something like this, though, you didn't see a lot of sources of information locally. People didn't even have much knowledge about it, is what you were telling us before.
Right. I spent a number of weeks interviewing locals. A lot of it is kind of local pride. So you always have to watch out for that. Like, I was out in Amityville, New York, where the Amityville Horror House is. If anyone's familiar with 112 Ocean Avenue, which is the location of the Amityville haunt, the infamous haunted house or allegedly haunted house, the locals are very angry and they want to literally beat anybody up who's approaching the house. So in Montauk, I'm not saying I experienced something similar to that on a very tame level. I think people have a pride, and when outsiders from Montauk are there talking about aliens, when these people just want to run their businesses and keep the resorts going, maybe not even realize how lucrative the situation could be for them, they get angry and they'll deny the stuff right away. But then you'll hear contradictions, like some local fishermen or some local people have had these experiences and told me personally, off the record, a lot of them, because they didn't want to speak on camera for whatever reason. But some of them did, and it's just, when you're trying to fit everything into a two-hour period in a picture, I didn't want to just keep cutting away to locals. And some of their stories weren't that great, you know. So there were very few that really that were aligned with this tale. And I just think a lot of the time when you're approaching a town, there is that local pride that keeps them from really telling the truth.
We're trying to figure out what happened. What about the Montauk Chronicles? Was there really a Montauk project? We've got more to come, and we're talking to Christopher Garitano, the producer-director-writer of Montauk Chronicles, and we'll tell you how you can check out the film and see it for yourself. with Gene and KK. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift Server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number 2, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime Hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Let's continue here exploring Montauk, New York. Now, I did a little investigation about Montauk. The hamlet of Montauk is like population of 3,300 people. It's even smaller than Roswell, New Mexico. Talk about a small town.
Yes, it is very small. And it's isolated. And over the years, maybe the population grew a little bit. But especially during the time of the alleged Montauk project, you know, especially in the winter and fall months where there was no, no summer play going on, there was nobody there. It was like a ghost town. Even if you go out in the winter now, which a good deal of my picture was shot in the winter, you know, I was at 2 o'clock in the morning at the tower itself, in the dark, in the freezing cold, snow on the ground, alone, shooting astro time lapses, one of which you'll see in the movie. And you know, it has an eerie atmosphere about it. I did see something there one night, and again, I wasn't going to run with these things because I couldn't get enough information as to what it may have been or what it wasn't. And I hate it on television shows when they'll take something very small and try and amplify it and use it as this great piece of evidence. But when I was shooting an astro time lapse near the main SAGE radar tower, there was a green light, and I had no reason to believe it was coming from a ship offshore or anywhere. It was literally at the base of the tower. And when I approached it to find out what it was, there was nothing there. And again, this is a derelict Air Force base. There should be no illumination whatsoever near the base of the tower, but there was in this case, and then it was gone. And I had no footage of it, of course, because my camera, my one camera, was being set as an astro time lapse. So I could have put this in the movie and talked about it and, you know, blew it up and sensationalized it, but I didn't. So, you know, I don't know what that was. It could have been something. Who knows? It could have been someone out there in the middle of the night with a green light. But if you know the area and you've ever been there in the winter, it's very unlikely that anybody was out there at that time.
Not a place you want to hang out in the winter.
No. No, not at all.
It reminds me of some of the small towns I used to know back in the Deep South, where you have like a center shopping area consisting of one street, maybe a few stores. Is there even a shopping center in Montauk?
Well, you know, a few years ago, there wasn't really. You know, there's a shopping center there in terms of a grocery store. And very recently, over the last few years, a 7-Eleven came into town.
Wow, a 7-Eleven. You can do all your shopping there.
24 hours. But there was nothing that was open 24 hours in the past, you know, and especially in a good deal of the amount of years that I was making Montauk Chronicles. You know, there was nowhere to go. Once you were there, you'd have to drive 40 minutes to anything that was open in the middle of the night. So, again, the population has grown over the years, and people do stay out there in the wintertime, I guess just to get away or be alone or whatever. But it's still very minimal. You know, there's a minimal amount of people, especially in the dead of winter. There's not many people there.
So it's an ideal place to have things go on that will not draw attention by the public.
I think that was the idea for the Air Force base. You know, it was a great location. Part of one theory that I have is that as the town became more popular over the years and the population grew, I think a good reason why the facility shut down is because they couldn't dismiss all of the people that were everywhere, and it couldn't be so covert anymore, and maybe that's why they shut it down. In regard to Alfred Bielek, he claims that the people who were topside, the men involved in the Air Force operation, didn't know about the operation going on underneath the ground. Preston had a slightly different story. Some of the people knew, some didn't. But Al claims that he would take a railway, you know, the Leviton train, as he calls it, from Brookhaven Labs to Camp Hero underneath the ground. So there was no entryway topside. But then again, the story of Al, Preston, and Duncan crashing the project contradicts that slightly, because they said they all met in the Memory Motel, had a meeting, and then went back to the facility to crash it, which I always thought was kind of strange, because if you're in this extremely covert operation, who's going to give you an opportunity to go topside, hang out at a motel, hang out amongst yourselves? I mean, you should be under full security at this point, because this is the most top secret clearance that we could speak of. Get to the Memory Motel and then get back over to the underground secret lab to crash the project. I always thought that was kind of silly, and that's why I feel that story may have been an implant, you know, an implanted memory.
Why would you think it's implanted?
Well, because it just doesn't make any sense. This is an operation that was murdering people by the thousands. this was, you would require the highest clearance in terms of top secret. Why would they allow three workers who were kind of being controlled by them anyway to leave even for a sandwich together and then come back to the base? It does this, to me, it just doesn't make any sense.
They go to the base cafeteria, perhaps.
Yeah, the base cafeteria, or leave under supervision if you're going to leave, or not leave for months at a time. But it doesn't make any sense that at the height of this project, where things were about to explode and they were about to take over the world, so to speak, why on earth would they allow these men, under no supervision, to go and have a conversation at a local motel about crashing the project and then come back and destroy the project? Hey, maybe I'm wrong, but I just felt that that was a little strange because of the technology and because of the classified information. Why would they allow these men to just walk away?
I would assume if they were allowed to walk, they would be under supervision.
Correct. That's what I was assuming. But, you know, I could be wrong.
Okay. Now, earlier in the show, you were talking about the alleged kidnapping of thousands of children around the United States. Were these children in foster homes, homeless children? Did they have a particular target in mind? What?
Yeah, all three. A lot of the children, because they were undesirables and, quote-unquote, wouldn't be missed, were being used in the experiments in the beginning because it was free range. Go out, kidnap some runaway kids who were already forgotten, and use them in the experiment. No one's going to miss them. No one's going to kick up a fuss. And that kind of makes some sense because if you were to believe this happened, remember the Tuskegee experiments. You know, they experimented on, at the time, minority groups who, in this disgusting way of thinking, that wouldn't care or wouldn't notice that we were taking advantage of them and injecting syphilis into their bodies unbeknownst to them under false pretenses. This really happened, folks. Our government did this. And MKUltra, you know, taking children. This is why I focused on the Montauk Boys program and that this was the natural behavior of the government to do stuff like this, or part or factions of the government to do stuff like this, was that, of course, it possibly reoccurred at Montauk. They were kidnapping runaway kids. There were a lot of them in that time period, and bringing them down to Camp Hero. Another type that was being sought out was a particular DNA, as Stuart Swerdlow had explained. And in his case, he had a very particular DNA structure that they were looking for, so they chose him.
All right, there's a contradiction there I'm going to ask you about. I think it's fairly obvious. We'll get to it. The film is the Montauk Chronicles. Christopher Garitano is the director, writer, producer. More to come with Gene. NKK, you're in
the Paracast.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Getting a good view of a sore throat can be difficult, but the new doctor-recommended sore throat exam kit from SayAhNow.com makes it easy. A first-of-its-kind, scientifically designed oral retractor to relax the tongue, minimize gag reflex, and increase visibility. Our made-in-the-USA kit also includes a medical-grade reference chart, easy-to-use website and app, so that you're one click away from unparalleled sore throat information. Click SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, a must-have for your family's medical preparedness.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, Christopher Garitano, I have a contradiction to voice here. So, they're seeking people with a specific DNA, but we're talking about stuff happening, what, in the 60s and 70s. The base was closed in 1982. We'll get into more of that in a moment. That was before we were doing DNA testing, wasn't it?
Well, before it was publicly announced in regard to the information that you and I have absorbed since it was announced. But as we know, I mean, technologies and chemistry and all sorts of things are being developed years before we hear about them. I don't think we're hearing about them on a proper timeline. You know, I think we hear about it later. So, and if that's true, that's the case here.
So how early can we trace DNA testing?
You know, I'm not exactly sure, to tell you the truth. But at the same time, you know, publicly, maybe it was announced after what these men were claiming. But I just feel that, you know, listen, this information is coming from the people that I interviewed and is never meant to be put out as fact. I don't put this out as fact. And I, in fact, I say the opposite in the film. But from what I've learned and what I'm sure you know is that, you know, in regard to the question that you're asking and the contradiction that you're noting at the moment, you know, I think there are a multitude of cases where we have technologies and developments in chemistry and medical technology that we don't hear about until much later. I mean, especially in the case of age regression or this Harvard mouse or so on and so forth. I just feel like, I mean, it's up to you what you want to believe, but I think we have a history of things that were developed way before the public was allowed to know about them.
Officially, DNA testing began, according to Time magazine, in 1985. That doesn't mean they weren't experimenting with it before then, but that's what it says when you look up the record.
It's funny that our prophets of science fiction, you say 1985, our prophets of science fiction were writing about DNA and, you know, the early parts of the 20th century. So who knows? you know, H.G. Wells, the Island of Dr. Moreau, so on and so forth. I mean, these things were discussed for years beforehand. Someone had to have imagined this or knew about this information. And I'm sure Time magazine didn't put it out on the day that these experiments were thought of and started. I'm not supporting the fact in this. I'm just saying that I know for a fact. I'm not supporting the fact that the Montauk Project happened. I've been saying that since the beginning of the interview. But I do know for a fact that everything that we're told in mass media is not accurate.
Now, just looking up further, according to Wikipedia, the DNA profiling is based on PCR, which was developed by someone named Carrie Mullis in 1983. But I grant that other scientists might have been working behind the scenes 10 or 20 years earlier. I'll just grant that just to be respectful of the possibilities.
Yeah, I'm granting it as well. I mean, I don't need to defend myself here. I'm not the person that came out with the information. I'm just
right.
I'm just saying I'm defending the idea that I know for a fact that technologies have been developed long before they're announced on Wikipedia or Time magazine.
Okay, so the base is closed in 1982. Did they give a reason for closing it? Military budget, something like that?
Yeah, well, the project fell through because of satellite technology rendered the SAGE radar technology obsolete. That was the public message, and that the fact that we didn't have to worry about Nazis attacking us anymore.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
And so in 1982, we realized, even though World War II ended in 1945, realized in 1982, no more Nazis. Now, the other question I would have here, this is something we can continue to explore as we progress. If they're doing this sort of experimentation at this particular place, this particular base, what about other parts of the country? What about Area 51, Wright-Patterson, anywhere else?
No, Alfred Bielek claimed, again, I am someone who collected information from the subjects. I'm not supporting this as fact, and I've made it very clear in the film and on this show. But Alfred Bielek claimed that there were bases all over the country and all over the world that were very similar to the Montauk Project experiments, especially when it came down to the mind control.
So this is just one example. And have you considered here, having gone this far, and done a lot of work with Montauk Project to see what other parts of the country have places that may have involved bases that engage in similar research? And what about today? Because the Montauk Project is closed, what, 33 years ago. So what's happened in the past 33 years for this kind of research? Did they give up on it?
I don't know, but what I can assume based on what I've observed over the years is that if at least the mind control portions of the project are true, I can guarantee it's happening to some degree right now. And again, we have proof of the Tuskegee experiments. We have proof of MKUltra and alike experiments. So my question to you, sir, is why would you, or why would anyone for that matter, put it past a government who had done almost identical things in the past to do it again?
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised. I think Today it might be easier to keep that information a secret.
Very much so. Well, one thing that Preston Nichols said, that as a derivative of the Montauk Project and part of the mind control, is certainly in mass media in regard to television advertisements, the news, and that I believe is quite true. I believe that there are notes being given, and the news is manipulated to, put ideas in the mind of the population. If you look at the apps, and you cannot deny the epidemic of Manchurian types that are getting up and blowing people away left and right. I mean, I don't know how many we had in the last couple of weeks alone, but I mean, when is it that we're all going to stand up and say that something is wrong here? And I don't think it's just a bunch of copycat incidents where people are just saying, well, now I'm Spartacus, I want to go and kill a whole bunch of people. I don't think it's like that. It's really an epidemic, and what I'm referring to is the part of the mind control experiment at Camp Hero was supposed to be developing Manchurian candidate-type soldiers that would be triggered to go and do things like a lot of these shooters are doing. And it progressively in the United States got worse from, let's say, Colin Ferguson to the Columbine incident to this to that. Yeah, there are kids freaking out and saying they're isolated, but now it's just people are walking into movie theaters. People are walking onto the street shooting people. I'd say there's something up with this because of just the frequency and the abundance of it. It's just a little strange, in my opinion. On top of that, you know, I stopped watching television about 2.5 years ago just to see what the effect would be like if I let it go, if it diminished. And it did, because I went back to take a look a couple of months ago, and it was this blatant barrage of suggestion that it was very clear to me and wasn't when I was watching television or at least the news stations constantly. It was just seemed to be normal. But it's so stark and so blatant when you remove yourself from that environment and then you go back to it. You know, I think these are all offshoots and current implements of mind control today, for sure.
So you think something like the all-news stations, and we're not singling out any particular candidate because it might be all of them, are engaged in some sort of mind control? I know Chris and I a few weeks ago were talking about subliminal advertising, where you send every few frames some kind of message that isn't perceived consciously but could have some impact on you. So is that what it's all about, that this is an overt way to brainwash people? This is a complicated question, and I don't think he's going to answer it in the next 30 seconds. So let's hold that to the next segment. Our guest this week, Christopher Garitano, he is the writer, director, producer, in any order you wish, of the Montauk Chronicles. And before we let him go today, he will tell you how you can also learn more about this film, because it's fascinating. And Chris O'Brien and I didn't get a chance to see it before this show, but I am really, really curious. With Gene and KK, you're in
the Paracast.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Christopher Garitano of the Montauk Chronicles. We started a long thing here, but we only have one segment left, so I want to really focus on this really carefully. And that is with regard to the Manchurian Candidate scenario. And of course, that goes back to the movie and the book, Manchurian Candidate, the film with Lawrence Harvey and Frank Sinatra from the early 1960s. And of course, the evil Oriental doctor who did the hypnotic mind control, the brainwashing, played by an actor named Kai D, who of course was known as Wo Fat in the Hawaii Five-0 TV show, the original one. Not the new one, of course. He's long gone. He was also a co-producer and a very regular guest on the Long John Neville show, talking about the paranormal and other subjects. Anyway, so we have this story, and I suspect the more you hear about it, that the book, The Manchurian Candidate, was based on reality. Don't you think so?
You know, I'm told by Stuart Swerdlow and Alfred Bielek and Preston Nichols, and I've heard this before, that the movies and sometimes books and sometimes stories that are put out there, especially in mass media, are put out there to bring the ideas of what's really going on into the public. So if they ever associate it with anything other than fiction, you know, they'll become confused and they'll say, well, I only know about the Manchurian Candidate thing because of the John Frankenheimer film, or I only know about the Montauk Project because of, you know, Stephen King's The Mist or something similar to that. Or, you know, so these things are put out into the public because before 2006, everything that was talked about in the Montauk Project, I associated with fiction. Because before that, my paranormal mysteries were limited to very well-defined separate subjects, ghosts, cryptozoological creatures, you know, UFOs, UFO abductions, things like that, or psychic abilities. But then we get over to the Montauk Project, and it becomes this kind of movement, this philosophy. People all over the world are certain happened and is happening right now. And, I mean, as you know, it's just vast and endless, and it wasn't like that before. It wasn't like that before at all. There weren't groups of people wearing Guy Fawkes masks and trying to fight the governments of the world and all. It's just none of that was occurring, really. There were separate protests around the world, and it was isolated in very defined moments. And now it's just oceans of people that really believe this stuff is going on.
Now, Sirhan Sirhan, the convicted killer of Senator Robert Kennedy, he, I think, claimed that he was under some kind of mind control. He didn't know what he was doing.
Yes, he did. And also Colin Ferguson later on, who went on to the Long Island Railroad and shot a whole bunch of people, said that he was triggered by a device as well. So these ideas have been out there. Is it possible that these gentlemen saw the Manchurian Candidate and then believed that they were being controlled? Sure. But I think there's a greater force in the media and in the world certainly manipulating the people. I mean, it's an old story, and it's happened many times throughout history, especially if you go back to Nazi Germany. It's not far-fetched, and it has happened. Worse things have happened than the Montauk Project. So I don't see why this may have not happened to a degree. I mean, this I can't consider all of the elements as truth, but after years of researching other things, you know, in regard to MK Ultra and all the things that occurred during World War II, that I'm leaning towards something truly happening there, and that there are offshoots of this occurring, and that I'm focusing mainly on the mind control. I think that is a truth.
Okay, let's look at another thing here. We all remember the late Candy Jones. She was the wife of Long John Neville. She was co-host of his radio show. When Long John died, she took over the show and did her own. And there was a book called The Control of Candy Jones. And Candy Jones was a model and a talk show host. And supposedly when she was triggered, she became a CIA agent. And then, of course, we have Chuck Barris and the book Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, which was made into a movie, rather fanciful, featuring Sam Rockwell as Chuck Barris, who did The Gong Show. But supposedly he also was under some control, and therefore when he was under this control, he'd become a CIA assassin. Of course, it sounded like a lot of nonsense, and you could see the film. It was a really good film. George Clooney directed it and was one of the stars. I think he plays this CIA contact who may or may not be there. But did you ever consider whether either of these stories, Candy Jones, Chuck Barris, had basis in fact, or was it just a bunch of fiction designed there to maybe make a movie or get publicity?
I think, depending on who's involved, both. Because every movie that's made, they're so expensive and requires so much time. You know, as a filmmaker, you're forced to, you said it was made very fancifully. So it's like, yeah, well, that's our job as a movie maker. I'm not a guy who just, I'm a filmmaker. I wanted to make something interesting. So my stories are being told through images. And so that interpretation of the Barris story needed to have style. It needed to move. It can't just be a bunch of talking heads on YouTube. But so sometimes people find less credibility in things that are artistic. I disagree. You know, I just think that's the narrow minds of some of the folks who come out and say that. In the other sense, that I feel like these stories are more organic, and it's not such a black and white issue. George Clooney directed that movie. Of course he wanted to publicize it, and he wanted to make money with it. He wanted to make it interesting enough to keep people in and have them buy tickets. But at the same time, maybe there's a message there of truth. And as you know, things are always translated and changed to kind of fit a format. And it starts with truth, but when it comes down to the logistics of having to make a picture, sometimes those things are rearranged to condense, you know, 20, 30 years into an hour and a half or 2 hours. You know, you wouldn't know this unless you gave it a shot and tried to get in the middle of making a project like this. So it's a combination of all of the things you're asking. I don't think there's one answer to this. I think that, you know, these ideas are put out. I think it's great that even if the most sensationalized material comes out to the public, like let's say that conspiracy theory show with Jesse Ventura, obviously a good deal of it staged, obviously a good deal of it really fake and sometimes silly and sometimes one-dimensional. But what's important about a show like that is that the idea, which was never really out there before, is out there in abundance now. I think it works in two ways, too, because it could work as a very dangerous paranoia implement. And then on the other end, it gets people aware of the possibilities. So it's not a black and white answer. I can't give it to you. Sure.
Looks like we're just about out of time, Christopher. Could you tell our listeners more about the film and where they can learn more about it? Can we actually get to see it?
Yes, you can see Montauk Chronicles right now. I have it in two formats. One is DVD and one is Blu-ray. It has a fantastic sound mix, surround sound mix, and there is a deluge of extras on the Blu-ray where we further explore Camp Hero, extended interviews, two making-of documentaries on both discs. You know, they're worth taking a look at. You can get them at MontaukChronicles.com or over on Amazon.com.
Okay, MontaukChronicles.com or Amazon.com, the regular DVD, or if you got your HD TV and the Blu-ray player, which you can get for like $50 now, Blu-ray player, it's worth it. get the Blu-ray because it looks so much better. Let me tell you about where you can find some of the things we do. You can find The Paracast on Twitter. We're known as The Paracast. That makes it simple. Look for The Paracast on Twitter. Look for Gene Steinberg on Facebook. If he's wearing a plaid shirt, that guy is probably me. We also have two official Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. Don't tell me what I should have done to avoid that happening, but it happened, and you have to kill one to keep the other, so we're not going to do that. We're giving away a copy of Chris O'Brien's trend-setting book, Stalking the Tricksters, to subscribers of the Paracast Plus. If you go for the one-year or the five-year package of the Paracast Plus, you get the ebook version of the book in PDF format, so you can watch it and read the book anywhere. You don't need a Kindle or something like that, or an iPhone. You could watch it on your PC, Mac, Linux device, everything like that. You learn more at plus.theparacast.com. We offer the After the Paracast podcast, ad-free, extended interviews, conversation between Chris, myself, and other people. After the Paracast, plus the ad-free version of this show, where we cut out 41 minutes of network ads. How about that? If you don't want to hear the ads, you don't want to fast forward, you join the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com. Once again, that's plus.theparacast.com. Easy to sign up, and we look forward to having you try it out. Okay, Christopher Garitano, thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you so much, Gene. Thanks, Chris.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.